Quinn Tetro is the president and founder of Jewel Financial. Good morning to you, Quint.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you?
Fine. Cold out there this morning, though.
Chilly. I haven't gone out yet myself, but yeah. I've been hearing that on the radio.
31, wind chill of 23, so wrap up this morning. Well, I understand that the stock market fell a bit yesterday.
It is. We're red today, this morning at least, on pace, believe it or not, for a down week. A lot of it has to do with the lack of news flow. A lot of times in the fall or early winter, we do have this sort of lacking of news flow makes the tape very sensitive to anything that may occur. And right now, investors are trying to digest and understand this tax plan. And I think that the issue, at least that I'm getting from other folks that I'm talking to and what I'm seeing in the marketplace and the stocks, the particular stocks and sectors that are moving, is number one, the Republican plan is really on the surface, you know, not all that well. On the surface, sounds great, and then as you start digging in, it's not all that great. And we can dissect that another time. But then the flip side is that the Senate plan, or the, I shouldn't say the Republican plan, the House plan, and then the Senate plan. And the Senate plan came out and delayed their plan delays the corporate tax cut, and that's been kind of a big driver for the market. So the market is really again, not knowing what to think. I think that they are have priced in a lot of great things, and I think on both sides it's not all that great. So we have a little bit of a hangover effect happening here in the market, and I think at the levels that we're at, we're susceptible to a pretty decent sell off. So I'm looking for that. It won't surprise me at all, and we're prepared for that for sure. Economic data today, again, is light. We have University of Michigan sentiment report. It should be positive, but other than that, we don't have any economic news at all.
Okay, how about a financial fact?
This is not very positive. It correlates with our current pension system, but according to a study at the Mercatus Center, which is in George Mason University, the state of Kentucky now ranks in the bottom 5 out of 50 for overall fiscal condition. We're 47th, so we're thankfully not 50th, but we're pretty darn close, due to the massive debt obligations and our unfunded liabilities. Basically, our long-term liabilities right now are 133% of our total assets. Now, this next stat was obviously done before we had some of the pension proposed changes, but yeah, it doesn't change it all that dramatically. And the study also notes that our pension obligations are $91.52 billion, or 53% of our state personal income. That will be reduced, but by probably only $30 billion, and we need to come up with another $60 billion to figure out our overall long-term pension obligations. So we're not in great shape, Jack.
Not too good, no. Hey, have a great weekend, though.
All right, we'll try. Take care, Jack.